Blog Talk Radio.
Generally, the Constitution is a charter of negative liberties. Says what the states can't do to you, says what the federal government can't do to you, but it doesn't say what the federal government or the state government must do on your behalf.
Fat on a rough road, riding high.
You didn't build that.
Through the mountains climbing, twisting, turning further from my home.
Shut up your mouth with Obama. Shut up your mouth with Obama.
Be young, like a new moon rising, fear.
I've got a pen.
Through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown.
Yes, we can.
And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive, I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I was born free.
And I've got a phone.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Like the grandest canyon, wild, like an untamed stallion. If you can't see my heart, you must be blind.
What difference at this point does it make?
You can knock me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
I've got a pen.
Anti-government, anti-science, and anti-Obama. They have a trifecta.
Good evening, shipmates, and welcome back to the program. I am your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise. Hopefully you all had a very nice and relaxing weekend. I know it wasn't very relaxing in Ferguson, Missouri. And we still have 885 days, 4 hours, 57 minutes, and 1 second left of this godforsaken Obama nightmare. And then we got to go to work. But until then, we must remain dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of that cost. Now, remember, shipmates, freedom is not cheap. But we can afford it. It is tyranny that we cannot afford. You want to be a part of the program tonight? Don't be shy. 646-716-7978. You know it as well as I do. As long as there's one liberal on planet Earth, that's all it takes. Just one. And they all stink. You can smell them a mile away. They do not bathe. I don't know what it is about these diehard liberals and bathing. But that's the way it is. I guess you're back, you know, you're one with nature. Bears, they don't bathe. Well, actually, they do. They like to swim when they go out fishing. They at least get a bath every now and then. Well, at least we know Joe Biden bathes. Swimming in the nude. What the hell is up with that? You're the Vice President of the United States, and you're going to make your Secret Service detail watch you swim in the nude? What are you, some kind of pervert? The hell's the matter with you? I mean, come on. Well, what the hell do we got in our government? I mean, come on. Well, there's only one way to combat this, and that's lift our jib and get our freedom ship underway. Yep, there we are. We're officially underway and headed out to sea. Those who made shift colors. All right, now, before we get into the scuttlebutt of the day, They are still asking for hats and anything to be donated. Team Isaiah, P.O. Box 901-294, Kansas City, Missouri. Everything's going on in Missouri these days. What the hell's going on? What the hell's going on with Kansas City? The whole area, it's blowing up. Everything's all wacko. Well, I don't know. You can go on Facebook under Team Isaiah or Save Isaiah, or if you're a Twitter rat, hashtag Team Isaiah, hashtag Save Isaiah, hashtag everything, hashtag, hashtag. But that's the way it is these days. It's just the way it is. So if you can go on there and buy a hat, buy anything, it would greatly help out the mother who's trying to fight this machine to get her son back. And what would you do? Put yourself in these parents' positions, in their shoes. What the hell would you do? What would you do? May not be your son or your daughter. What if it's your brother, your sister, your cousin, your neighbor, your mom, anybody? Think about it. What was it? How would you feel if that was you that was kidnapped and you're a child and you're not allowed to see your parents, and your disease that you've been fighting your whole life damn near is now suddenly all in your head? How would you feel? How would you feel? I know how I would feel. Imagine what the parents are feeling. Imagine what these children are feeling. So if you can help out these parents in any way you can. I know we can only do it one at a time. Right now, I'm trying to find any kind of way, any way possible. Put an end to this. Yeah, I know. Everybody's got to be aware. Everybody's got to be acknowledged. Everybody's got to know. Everybody's got to be educated. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, we know that. But once we're educated, once we're aware of it, we've got to acknowledge it. We've got to do something about it. Well, if you see a way that nobody has thought of before and you have an opportunity to do it, well, then seize upon it. Just the way it is. You see a fire, you got to put it out. Well, I got a message today from Nancy Rubenstein, the attorney for Michelle Ryder. And we're talking about Isaiah Ryder. It was one of many thousands of victims that have been kidnapped by the DCF so somebody can get, well, a bigger boat, bigger car, another home, maybe a bigger swimming pool, one with a high dive. Just so people can get money. They're using children, using families. And they don't like it when the family fights back. How dare you? How dare you fight back? Don't you know? We are the aggressor. You are the subordinate. Take your beatings and like it. No. We're Americans. We don't put up with that crap. Well, the attorney for Michelle Ryder, he wants to come on. And I said, absolutely. Said that a couple weeks ago. It's hard to get these people. So I said, she asked me what would be a good time, and I now, but, couldn't do it this morning. And I said, Wednesday or Thursday, maybe we can have a conversation, find out where we're going to go, whatever. Give him time to, rearrange his schedule. He's got a lot to do. We'll find out. Maybe it'll be Friday. I don't know. Maybe it'll be tomorrow. I don't know. If I can get him on tomorrow, I'll get him on tomorrow. Whenever I can get him on, I'm going to get him on. Find out what the hell's going on here. So make sure you tune in for all of that. Now, I just can't leave these kids alone. I'm sorry. I can't leave these families alone. I mean, this is some sick, twisted stuff of what the hell they're doing. And it's so big and so vast. Yeah, I know it's difficult to fight, but the more people that are aware of it, well, the less it's going to happen because, they're going to be, called out on it. And that's what it takes. So we got to tell anybody and everybody. Doesn't matter. Word of mouth. So hopefully we can get him on as soon as possible. Maybe we can find out just exactly why now they got to go to court again. They go to court to figure out when they're going to go to court. Then they go to court to figure out what the hell they're going to talk about in court. Or just go to court and get it the hell over with. My God, you took the kid. His mother's a mess. She had to quit working now to go back and forth to, you know, do everything she can to get her child back. He's not a child, but in a mother's eyes, you could be 152 and still be a child. Not a mother, but I have a mother, so I know how they are. So hopefully he can come on here, maybe straighten out some stuff. And maybe he's got an maybe he's got a way to fight this. We just got, what I'd like to do is be able to put away with all of this damn incentive. Everybody's got an incentive. Doctors have an incentive to prescribe these I hate calling them doctors. They're not doctors. They're quacks. They're hacks. I know they got to go to medical school to be a stupid psychiatrist. Blah, 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 blah. So they can prescribe these drugs. Well, these so-called doctors, well, they should know better, you'd think. But it's too easy. Hey, man, I just prescribe a drug. I get a kickback. Hey, this is great, man. And I get all the money from, I charge $500 an hour. I mean, it's too easy to, you know, to just prescribe drugs. It's too easy to kidnap kids and say, well, the parents are medical neglect, or the parents are this, or the parents are that, or parents are interfering with the, you know, with the medical procedures. They come up with anything they want to. They can use anything they want to. Oh, you're abusive. Oh, you're this. Oh, you're that. They don't need evidence. It's the accusation. That's all you need these days. All you need are the headlines. That's all you need are the headlines. And speaking of headlines, trying to get into the scuttlebutt of the day. Everybody was reading nothing but the headlines for this this old deal in Ferguson. Now, there's a lot of interesting developments that have happened, and I'm sure there's probably more happening right now. But you're getting dribs and drabs and all kinds of stuff, and now we hear from the cop's friend. She's a family friend. She was on a local radio program there in St. Louis. She goes by Josie, I guess is her name. So we'll find out what she had to say. But they conducted two autopsies, and now you're getting two different reports. Dr. Michael Baden or Baden or Baden. I can never, you know, I hear his name and I can repeat it, but I can never, I always screw it up. I don't know why. I call him all different kinds of things other than his name, and it's Baden. I know that. I'm terrible with names. I'm sorry, but it's just the way it is. Well, he determined that Brown, yes, was hit with 6 bullets, 4 to the right arm and 2 to the head. All from the front, and none from close range, which contradicts because he was supposed to have been shot in the back, and then they hovered over him and shot him dead again. Well, I'm sure there's video from their, they had, I don't know what the hell you call them, they were the big SUVs, that's the trucks that they had. So I don't know if it was a Ford or a Chevy or Dodge, but it was one of those. But I'm sure they've got a camera on there. I don't understand. I still can't figure out why when a cop pulls you over, they give me all the information. Well, what's your name? What's your address? Blah, 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 blah. You got to give it to them. And if you don't, oh, man, you get the handcuffs, you get the taser, you get the stick. They're going to get that information out of you. But to them, no, nothing. They got all these riots. Why don't you, you're hearing dribs and drabs. Now, there is no excuse why we are hearing from Josie, the family friend. We should be hearing from the police. If this is a legitimate shooting, which more and more evidence seems to point that, you know, that it is, but again, we still don't know. If they would just come out and just say, here are the facts. Here it is. The guy just got done shooting. He could have given his statement right off the bat. The information is there. There's no reason why you can't come out and tell the public, I know you need to investigate. I know you need to protect the officer, this and that. But my God, here it is. I mean, we're getting these statements, and then they come out, and they give this video. Okay, great. I mean, fine. This kid is not an angel by any stretch of the imagination. I'm not on any side here. I'm just, and this looting is ridiculous. That doesn't even make any sense to me. I don't understand that. I mean, I don't even know where the hell that mentality, how those two connect. You're going to loot and rape and pillage and plunder. We'll do it in you know, like your enemy. They're doing it to themselves, and they're getting people that are coming in from other areas. They don't give a damn. It's not their city, so they'll go loot it. And then you got that jack wagon, Jesse Jackson, and then that Al Sharpton. Jesse Jackson looks like he got booed off the stage. There was a tweet sent out where evidently he was trying to collect money for his church at one of these or one of his organizations, I don't know, the Rainbow Coalition or whatever. It's all garbage. He's a pimp. And he uses his little followers. Those are his hoes. Those are the prostitutes. They're prostituting themselves for him. He's a joke. Same with that Al Sharpton. Well, these people are not having any of it. And they're not having any of Obama either. I got another story in here, too. Well, one of the bullets entered the top of Mr. Brown's skull, suggesting that his head was bent forward. All right. He just got shot. I'm sure his head would be bent forward. Mr. Biden says, this one here looks like his head was bent downward. It can be because he's giving up or because he's charging forward at the officer. See, that's kind of what we heard at the very beginning, but we're not really. If the police would just come out and make a statement, man, and just be honest with the people. That's all they want. Just be honest. If this was a legitimate shooting, and then you're going to couple that with the video that happened just minutes beforehand, people are going to realize, okay, this was a bad dude. He was having a bad day. He was pissed off at God and everybody, and he was going to fight God and anybody. Well, he fought and lost. But when you're not coming out and you're not being forward, you're not being transparent, this is what happens. People come up with all kinds of crap, and then you know you got people that just love to make up headlines. They see a dead black kid laying in the street with his brains splattered all over the damn pavement. They don't see what actually happened. They show up later, and look at that. Shot him for no reason, just laying there dead. Well, now we're finding out more information. We got to hear from Josie, the family friend. We can't hear this stuff from the police. I mean, I don't understand. What? I mean, come on. There's no reason to be secretive. It does sound like so far now. I mean, it keeps going back and forth. What the evidence is going to show tomorrow, I don't know. I have no friggin' idea. But right now, it looks like it was more than likely, a clean shooting, if you will, legitimate, which I don't know why he couldn't use his taser at this point. He knew he didn't have a gun. So, I mean, there's a little bit of that. I mean, I don't know. The problem is this is what happens. If the police would come out and just give out the facts like they demand you to give them. Come out, give your side, tell us what happened. And I think you would quell a lot of this crap, but everything's got to be secretive. Well, we gave it into the hands of the district attorney. I can't help but wonder if certain people aren't trying to exploit this and turn this into an issue that it's really not, for whatever kind of sick, twisted, bizarre agenda that they have. Are those people in our government? Yeah. Do they exist on planet Earth? Yeah. We do know that the Attorney General and the President, they tried to withhold the video of this kid robbing the convenience store, stealing his little cigarillos. So they try to hide that because they're trying to put all the sympathy on this, you know, and keep all the information hush-hush. Maybe the police are being told not to say anything by the DOJ. I don't understand. I still don't get this. Why the hell the DOJ and the president seem to be so gung-ho and getting involved in this? Okay, this is a local and state matter here. I mean, it starts local. It's got to be done there. If the state needs to get involved, okay, the state needs to get involved. But this is not, the DOJ and the president. I mean, why are they down? But just because this kid is black and because the cop is white. So that means if the cop was black and the kid was black, we wouldn't be hearing about this. This wouldn't be an issue because of skin color. Is that all this is? Is about color? What if it was an Asian that shot this black guy? But we have the same kind of tumult about a Mexican. How about an Eskimo? How about a Liechtensteinian? You see, everybody talks about they want to be united and integrated and all this, but every time they get an opportunity, they got to put everybody in a group. Now, this kid was an unarmed African-American teenager against a heavily armed white cop. Those are the headlines. Well, what happened with the scuffle? Well, I guess we're not privileged to know this information. I guess we're just the public. Do they really want these riots? Is that what they really want? Well, all that riot gear, it kind of backfired. And good for America for standing up and saying this is ridiculous. But the riots are ridiculous. You do not need to be looting and burning buildings down, and that's ridiculous. And that is absolutely insane. Now, if you feel that one of yours, I guess you might say, this is what I just don't know the right word. Someone that lived in your community. Well, who got these people all riled up? Well, you have the Black Panthers. Of course, you have your Jesse Jacksons and your Al Sharptons. Well, now we've got help from the Attorney General and the President. All these other, militia groups. I don't know these stupid names. There's a million of them. Black Panthers are very instrumental in getting things riled up. You know who they are. Those are the, kill cracker babies. Kill all them cracker babies. That's them. Well, they want to go out and they want to kill cracker babies. And they're getting people all riled up. Well, if you incite a riot, aren't you supposed to get, arrested? I mean, they arrested Jim Morrison for dropping trowel. They thought that he was going to incite a riot. So I don't know what the hell to believe now. I want to see the video from the damn cop car. or the truck or SUV, whatever the hell he was in, the cruiser. I mean, we got witnesses and the family's attorneys. They're saying all these bullets, they came from behind. Dr. Biden, he's saying they came from the front. Everybody's got a conflicting story. Now we get the attorney general. He wants to come involved, and he's flying down to Ferguson here sometime this week. He's going to be hands-on, you know, taking charge of the situation. They're going to be doing a third autopsy now. Golly knows what they're going to find with that. But now we got bullets coming from the back, and we got bullets coming from the front. So what is it? Well, it's whoever you want to believe, I guess. I don't know. But they got the video, and I'm sure you guys have seen it. I watched it. I could barely make out what the guy was saying, even though I've got it here. He says, I mean, the police was in the truck, and he was, like, over the truck. So then he ran. Police got out and ran after him. The next thing I know, he comes back towards them. The police had his guns drawn on him. At least backs up the cop story that this guy charged him. Well, we're hearing this from third and fourth and fifth and all these different hands. We should be hearing it from the police chief or somebody in charge. Come out and say, okay, here's the beans. Here's everything. I don't know why it's so secretive. I know there's an investigation. Okay, fine. Investigate it. God damn it. This is why I can't help but wonder if somebody isn't pulling some strings here and they want these riots. I mean, I hate to be that, you know, that far out in la-la land, but, I mean, sometimes it kind of seems that way. I don't know. Never seems to stop. Well, this cop is in seclusion now. And where he is, it's not made public, and it shouldn't be made public until everything is, hey, look, if the guy's guilty, okay, fine. We bring him in, handcuff him, book him. If he's not, well, he's got to go back on a force somewhere. Well, obviously he's not going to go in the same area. They'll know who he is, and he won't last very long. But a woman who she claims to be the close family friend, Josie, she was on KTFK in St. Louis. Doesn't say what local, what program it was, but we know it was KTFK. It was today, and it was in St. Louis. She says the altercation began. Now, this is what I don't understand is why can't this officer himself come out and tell what it is, like on video or whatever? Or the police chief. Why do we got to hear it from a family friend on a local radio station, for God's sakes? This is what I don't understand. That doesn't make any sense to me. And what are they hiding? If they got nothing to hide, why are they hiding it? This is what I can't help but wonder if this isn't all instigated. Is it all deliberate? I guess they want to use all their brand new toys they got from the Army. All their armored tanks and their 40-millimeter machine guns. I guess they want to use it. I don't know. They want to do a test run. When they have to finally take over, well, they'll know what to do. They've had practice. And the president, he's trying to, why is he even commenting? Every time he opens up his fat yap, he just sticks his foot further down his throat. He just makes himself look stupider and stupider. And every time he makes himself look stupider and stupider, he makes you and me and all of us as Americans look stupider and stupider and stupider. Go ask a Russian what Americans are like now. They go by the president. Well, We got Mr. Mom Jeans. And they got Mr. Bear Wrestler. Think Obama ever wrestled a bear? I don't think so. I don't think so. Maybe a teddy bear when he was a child. If they allowed teddy bears in, I don't think you could have, you're not supposed to have in real Muslim, I don't think you could have any, you're not supposed to be able to draw or paint any kind of living creature. I guess it's a certain part. I had a Muslim friend. She was telling me about this. Exactly what it is. It's been many years since I learned it, but I can't remember if I'm even correct. But that's why you're not supposed to draw a picture of Muhammad. You're not supposed to draw a picture. You know, you can't draw Muhammad. He's that special. You know. You know. And even the Jews. When I was, you know, I've done a lot of plays, and you know, I had to play a lot of Jews. And some scripts are written, and I, you know, learned that they're written when they spell God, spell it G-O-D, they spell it G/G-D, G-D. Well, you can't spell God. If you spell God, I guess it's a sin. I guess it defames God if you spell his name. Seems to me it's more of a compliment, but, I mean, that's me. I'm a simpleton. So there's people like that. So, but everybody's, I mean, their whole religion is contradictory. You're not supposed to kill other Muslims, yet they kill more Muslims than anybody. Hamas kills more Palestinians, kill more black people. Why? I don't know. I don't know why these numbers are the way these numbers are. I just know the way these numbers are the way these numbers are. And that's just the way they are. She goes on here. She says the altercation began after Officer Darren Wilson rolled down his window to tell Mr. Brown and his friend to stop walking in the street. I guess they were blocking traffic or whatnot. I don't know. But I'm sure that this Brown, he probably thought, oh, man, they're gonna bust me for these cigarettes. So he immediately, you know, copped a bigger tude than he probably already had. When Wilson tried to get out of his cruiser, which is those big SUVs, Brown first tried to push the officer back into the car, which we heard that early on, then punched him in the face and grabbed for his gun before breaking free after the gun went off once. Then Wilson pursued Brown and his friend, ordering them to freeze. When they turned around, Brown began taunting Wilson, say he would not arrest them, then ran at the officer at full speed. Wilson then began shooting. The final shot was to Brown's forehead, and the teenager fell 2 or 3 feet in front of Wilson. Now, if that account from the family friend, Josie the family friend, that to me right there, okay, that should have been said, first of all, by a police chief of some sort, some kind of spokesman, somebody. But if that is true, I mean, that does appear to be a legitimate, I would consider a legitimate shooting. But I don't know. I can't say for 100% certain I wasn't there. Maybe a taser would have worked. I don't know. I don't know. I'd like to see more tasers than bullets. I know that. I do think the cops are a little bit trigger happy, but the problem is it just seems if we go after the wrong ones. I mean, why? I mean, it just seems to me that this guy that was gunned down for a toy gun in Walmart would be more of a you know, more of a hullabaloo than this kid, robbing stores and getting cigarillos and then trying to mix it up with the cops and then charging after them. We're going to do a toxicology report. I guess I seen one headline. Now, whether it's true or not, I don't know. There was marijuana in his system. The marijuana doesn't make you violent like that. Doesn't make you crazy. This guy just is the way he is for whatever reason. I don't know. I didn't make him. Maybe it's his upbringing. Maybe it's this. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe he got hit in the head when he was a kid. Something happened. He's all messed up. I don't know. Nobody knows nothing. Nobody's saying nothing. Everybody's just got the headlines. You're either, you know, it was the cops were in the right or the cops were in the wrong. And that's where you are. You can't go by the facts anymore. So who the hell knows anymore? I mean, they got all these autopsies and everybody's coming up with their different views of what, whether it was shot in the front, shot in the back. I mean, it's like JFK all over again. I mean, what the hell? Well, an autopsy conducted for the family of Mr. Brown found that there was no evidence that he struggled with Wilson. So this is now, doesn't, you know, this contradicts Josie's statement that, well, this guy was evidently had to go to the hospital and he had to get, you know, he probably got punched in the face. Punch on the face, you got a big enough hand. It probably may not make a mark. Maybe it will, maybe it won't, but, you know, depending on, you know, how hard he actually hit him and exactly how he hit him, I'm sure they'd be able to tell if there was a, you know, a punch or not. I know they can do it, but then again, maybe his hand is big enough and whatever and dirty enough. I don't know. But they're saying he had no evidence that there was a struggle. Well, maybe he had something else in his hand. Maybe he hit him with a box of cigarillos. I don't know. No evidence that he struggled with Wilson before his death. This is according to the pathologist in charge of the examination. Everybody's in charge. Everybody's in charge, but nobody has any responsibility. So nobody wants to do anything. But they're in charge. Michael Bodden said no signs of struggle were revealed in his autopsy of Brown's body. All forensics consultant, and forensics consultant Sean Parcells, who assisted Bodden, said the findings are consistent with witness reports that Brown may have been shot as he walked away and that he was shot again with his hands up. Well, the way they have where he was shot in the right arm, it could be either way. If somebody's charging and they got their arms up, they got their arms, you know, out and they're running and they got their head down, boom, 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 and they're charging after. I mean, maybe it's possible. I don't know. But I'm sure there is video. I don't know why they just don't put the damn video out. And now we got that stupid Attorney General, Eric Holder, wants to have another autopsy. Kind of like Al Gore, just, you know, what Democrats do. Just keep recounting until we win, you know. Keep, re-autopsying this body until you find the evidence. I still think for whatever sick, twisted reason, there's people that what they want, well, of course, you know, the media wants a riot. They love this. I mean, the media can't get, I mean, they're just creaming in their jeans, man. They can't get enough of riots. They love riots. This is where they make their money, man. This is gold. This is platinum. I mean, these are sapphires, rubies, diamonds. And politicians, you know, they love it. Now they can push for more gun control. I don't know why are people. I mean, why can't people who are doing this? Why can't they see this? I don't know. I don't know. So we'll find out what the Attorney General is going to do when he finally arrives in Ferguson. I mean, don't you have your own contempt charge to worry about? Don't you have, you know, you got another contempt charge of Lois Lerner? You can't do anything. You got to fly to Ferguson. Okay. Oh, that's right. It was a black teenager. Unarmed, black, African-American teenager. Not a citizen. Not an 18-year-old boy. African-American with a white cop. So that automatically, right there, you got a white cop and an African-American teenager. Right there, that's racism, right there. And, of course, they're going to stoke the fire. You're going to get old Jesse Jackson. He loves all that. Now Sharpton and the Black Panthers, they can't wait to start up a riot. The government, it just seems to me, they can't, they kind of want to have one, too. They can, you know, the cops, they want to have one. I mean, they're chomping at the bit. They want to go out and play with their new toys. See how that 40-millimeter machine gun works. I'm exaggerating a little bit, but, I mean, doesn't seem like we're going to be that far, you know. I mean, we are getting closer and closer to a police state. And I hate to be so conspiratorial, but, I mean, the evidence is there. I mean, it's right out there in the open. It's here, and we keep voting for more of it. There is a way to end it, you know, to end it, but we just have to, well, first of all, we got to demand it within ourselves. We can't get it done unless we get it done within ourselves first. It doesn't matter what it is. Anything. Doesn't matter what it is. If you can't do it within yourself first, you'll never get it done. And Obama, he comes out and he's addressing the press today on Iraq, and he was trying to talk about Ferguson. I tried listening in, and my link cut out, and I finally got to the very end, and he looked bored. He's like, oh, man, somebody please, man, drive me back to the golf course. Get me out of here. Well, he had to take a vacation from his vacation. See, he has so many vacations, he has to take a vacation from his vacations. Imagine that. You have so many vacations, you have to take a vacation from your vacation. Evidently, this was planned for a long time before Ferguson came out and before this, and why, I don't know. Maybe to show that, you know, try to, you know, get some PR that he's, you know, not always on vacation. He wants to fly back to Washington to do some work. He's so concerned with the middle class. He's coming down here for something. They're not going to tell you. That's because, you know, we have the most transparent administration in American political history. So you're not going to know why he's really here. Yeah, he had a meeting with Biden. He had a meeting with a couple security guys and did a little press conference. I'm sure he had lunch. Probably hasn't had time to golf yet, so he's a little cranky. But he says, let's see some understanding rather than confrontation, and let's seek to heal. Well, I mean, a little trite, but I mean, that's just me. You're not really saying anything other than hacked them. Who writes your stuff? Who writes your material? Huh? What? To heal? All right, you want to heal? Resign. Then the country can heal. Undo all of your executive orders. Then the country can heal. Get rid of the EPA and all of their executive orders. Then we can start to heal. Build a pipeline. Open up more drilling. Open up Alaska. Get out that natural gas. We should be supplying oil. In the meantime, while we're making money supplying oil to the world, we can have enough money to work on new ways to get off of oil. It doesn't happen overnight, liberals. You can't just pass a piece of legislation and just have the technology automatically exist. It doesn't work that way. You have to actually make it. But see, these people, they're not smart enough to make it. They can just come up with the idea. Well, anybody can come up with an idea. My God, you drink enough, smoke enough, snort enough, shoot enough, you can come up with just about anything. But now follow through and make it work. Well, we don't do that. We just make the regulations. It's up to the coal companies just to follow it. Yeah, but it can't feasibly be done. Well, it doesn't matter. It's the law of the land. The law of the land. I'll give you a law of the land. Shut up. The Constitution, that's the law of the land. There ain't nothing in this Constitution says about EPA. Look, until we've got a better alternative, we can't just turn off the lights in these coal companies. Say, okay, boys, go home. Well, okay, but where's electricity coming from? Well, I guess we're going to have to get all these illegal immigrants to start harvesting the electric trees. Sure, they want a job. They're used to working in the fields. Let them harvest them electric trees. And if you are able to get electricity, it's going to be through the roof. It's going to be expensive as hell. And Obama told you what he was going to do, and you had to vote for it twice. You weren't listening. These people were not listening. And now I hear an Obama voter, and they start bitching, pissing, and moaning. I just don't even talk to me. Don't. I'm glad you woke up, but shut up. You still got a lot of learning to do. I'm glad you're awake. You know, you're slowly but surely coming to be a good guy. But you're not ready to speak yet. You're ready to listen. Well, Governor Jay Nixon, he puts out a statement. Everybody's got to put out a statement. They get somebody to write this crap. I want to hear from people. I want to hear from the police chief. I want to hear from the governor. I don't want any more statements. I don't want any tweets. If it's legitimate, come out, say it. Prove it. If it ain't, well, then come out and say it. Man, it was not a good shooting. We got the officer. He's arrested. He's going to be tried just like anybody else. Satisfy the crowd. It's justice. But when you try to hide stuff, and why are they hiding? Maybe it may not be the cops. It could be the DOJ. It could be the White House. But they had to come out because there was a Freedom of Information Act. Well, you shouldn't have to fill out a Freedom of Information Act to get out the information. Not for nothing. Next time a cop comes up to you and starts asking you a bunch of questions, well, you're going to have to fill out a Freedom of Information Act request. And if you get enough of them, then I'll give you that information. How about that? To my little tirade here is, you know, if we're going to talk about being honesty and transparent, well, then we need to be honest and we need to be transparent. We got to start practicing what we preach. And if we can't, well, then we got to shut up. But the governor, which I'm not so sure if I'm really liking this governor or not. I don't know. I heard him speak the other day. I don't know. You know, you're giving that politician crap, and it's too polished, and, you know, come on. I mean, come on. But they don't want to say anything. They got to hide everything. They want to protect everybody. They want to protect themselves. Stop worrying about yourself. Just, you know. But that's society today in America. You got this cutthroat, dog-eat-dog society. Look, I understand competition. I understand that. There's nothing wrong with competition. Sure, you want to win an election. Everybody wants to win an election. That's why they're running for office. But when you have to use stupid tactics, like we're going to get into that tonight, what they're doing with Rick Perry, just to win an election, I mean, that's ridiculous. And why would a judge even, first of all, allow it into a grand jury? It doesn't make any sense. Well, we'll get to that a little later, but the governor said in his statement, given these deliberate, coordinated, and intensifying violent acts on lives and property in Ferguson, I am directing the highly capable men and women of the Missouri National Guard in restoring peace and order to this community. And then later he told reporters that the National Guard would have a limited mission to protect the command center in Ferguson. I mean, first they got the tanks and they don't. Then they got tear gas and then they don't. Then they got this and then they don't. It just doesn't seem like anybody's really in charge down there. Nobody seems to know what the hell to do. I mean, even that police chief that was given the press conference, I mean, I don't know, he seemed like he was nervous, didn't know what the hell to say. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm looking too deep into it. I don't know. I just want honesty back in the country. That's all. It starts with us. If we can't be honest with ourselves, how do we expect our leaders to be honest with us? Ain't going to happen. And we knew this Barack Obama was a big fat liar before we voted for him the first time. And then after 4 years, I mean, 4 years of one lie after another, we didn't learn our lesson. Oh, no. He's not lying. He's working for me, the middle class. We're going to vote for him again. Because Mitt Romney is so rich. He has an elevator in his garage. According to a Twitter user, Jesse Jackson was booed after he attempted to pass around donations plate while speaking at his rally. So he's out there trying to collect money, this bastard. The tweet says, Jesse Jackson getting booed off for asking for donations for church. Well, I'm glad they booed him off the stage. Good for them. We know they booed off Sharpton. We know they're not happy with Obama. Nobody's happy with Obama. Nobody is happy with Obama. We got a story in here, the black community, the hood, man. The hood is no longer down with Obama. They're not happy. They are not pleased, not happy. See, because they were promised that they were going to get, you know, the promised land. They were promised all these free stuff, free phones, free cars, free homes, free this, free. And when it didn't happen, and I said that at the very beginning, I said, man, the first people that are going to turn on him are going to be the blacks, because once they find out that they're not getting all this free stuff, well, they're going to turn on him. Well, now they are. Maybe black people can wake up and understand that, you know, I mean, not the Republicans that we have in office now, but I mean, the movement, the real people, not the politicians, but the people on the right, Not the politicians. Forget about the politicians. In this conversation, they don't exist. Well, the people on the right, the Tea Party. If black people would go to a Tea Party, they would realize and listen to the people on the right. We're fighting for freedom for everybody, not just the rich white ones. I want freedom for everybody. I want freedom for me. Everybody wants it. Well, we can't have it. It's the government. They own it. They will distribute the freedom when they feel that you deserve it. If you've earned it, you've praised the king enough, and he feels that you, you know, you are worthy of a little freedom, he will temporarily give it to you. You can only have it for a short time, and you can't touch it. You can just look at it. And that's it. All right, let's open up my treasure chest here tonight, see what kind of booty we can plunder. Well, here it is, Rick Perry. This is ridiculous, man. They pulled this crap with Sarah Palin. That's how she had to resign as governor because of all these phony lawsuits. Imagine that. I don't know how the hell they get away with this crap, but they do. Because we don't have anybody strong enough on the right to stand up to these bastards. And John Boehner, your little lawsuit is pathetic. I mean, just stop wasting people's time, okay? All right, sweetie? I mean, my God. Just what this man did with Benghazi. Two counts of treason just in Benghazi. Why has that not been brought up? What happened in Fast and Furious? I mean, okay. We got the attorney general in contempt, but what does that mean? Why is he not in a grand jury? Perry, he's got to go to a grand jury. Why is the attorney general not in a grand jury? Why is Hillary Clinton? Why is Barack Obama? But Rick Perry, he's got to go to a grand jury. He's got to go get fingerprinted and picture taken. He's got to get mugshot for a phony indictment following the law. He can veto. Imagine that. Imagine if you vetoed a bill, which is, look, if you have veto power, you can pick and choose any reason you want to. If you don't like that, well, then you're going to have to change your state's constitution saying you can only veto if it's for this reason or that reason. But if you have veto power, you have veto power, which means you can veto anything you want if you have the veto power. It's within your power. Piss and moan about the president taking all of his executive order power, his veto power. But if a Republican vetoes a bill that is going to a woman who heads up a certain department that's supposed to be out there looking for federal official corruption, when this woman is obviously corrupt, when she's over there screaming and hollering trying to get... What was his name, Dave or Steve or Mark or whatever his name was, one of the sheriff. And then somebody else, she was trying to get him in there so they can get her out of jail. She thought if she called one of her friends, they would just come down and say, oh, this is ridiculous. This is a district attorney. You got no business arresting her. Get her out of here. Blah, 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 blah. That didn't happen. That didn't happen. So obviously she was corrupt, or at least attempting to be corrupt, when she thought she could just get the sheriff down there and just get her out of jail. When she was clearly drunk. I mean, she was hammered. And then she ended up, what, over almost three times the limit? She was pissed. She was pissed drunk. Come on. She should have resigned and got it done with, but no, she wanted to keep her job. She's special. She's a Democrat. You didn't know that? The cops ruined her political career. Did you hear her kept saying that? But no, sweetheart, you ruined your political career when you got behind the wheel after you were all boozed up. And her one story with the cops, she said, I was out with my friends. And then when she was in jail, she was at a movie. She drank wine at a movie. I don't know too many, you know, places that serve wine. I know they do that in Europe, but I don't know if any in Texas. Maybe there is. Maybe there's a, you know, movie house that serves wine. So up and down, she wasn't drunk, but she was hammered. You can see the video. You've all seen it. Well, Rick Perry, he's not going to have any of this. He's going to stand up and fight. Defiant Rick Perry went on the offensive Saturday, a day after being indicted on accusations of abusing his power with a controversial veto. Why is it controversial? Oh, that's right. The Democrats disagree with it. Then it's got to be controversial. Denouncing the charges as outrageous. They're beyond outrageous. They're not real. This is all politics. And why are they getting away with it? Well, there's a lot of politics in Texas, boy. And they are doing anything and everything they can to turn Texas blue, boy, I tell you. And if they get Texas, we're screwed. If Texas falls, the country falls, man. And that's why you got a lot of the militia groups now down in Texas. Something's going to happen. Something's going to burst, man. There's going to be a big to-do down there. I just hate to... I hate to think about it, but I just see something big, and I see it bursting, and I see it ugly. Hopefully it isn't. I'm hoping that it's not. Maybe the Attorney General, maybe instead of going to Missouri, maybe he can go down to the border. Maybe he can do that. If the President won't secure the border, maybe the Attorney General can. I don't know. Border Patrol, they're not allowed to. Border Patrol, not allowed to secure the border. All right. I wholeheartedly and unequivocally stand behind my veto and will continue to defend this lawful action of my executive authority as your governor. That was Governor Rick Perry. Tim, last go around, but I don't know what the hell the deal is with the guy, but he, you know, midway through the debates, he's like, I don't know if he fell asleep or, I don't know. Maybe the drugs he was on ran out. I don't know. But it just, something happened. But I'd like to see him run again. I like him. You know, I don't know too much about him. You know, how conservative, how he is. He seems rather conservative. He talks a good game anyway. Of course, they all talk a great game until they, you know, they get elected. And then it's a whole different story. So, but I do like Rick Perry, and I would, if the election were today, I would vote for Rick Perry. I'm not a real big Chris Christie fan. I think he's good for New Jersey. New Jersey's New Jersey. There's no hope for New Jersey. What are you gonna do? But I think he's good for New Jersey. Good for the United States, not so much. I like Rand Paul, president, not so much. Huckabee, no, come on. Sarah Palin, she's not running. Come on. They keep bringing all these dumb names. Now, Mitt Romney, well, I don't know. Hey, you know, if we'd have got Mitt Romney, you know, a few years ago, 2 years ago, I don't think we'd be where we are today. I can tell you that. I think we'd be in a lot better shape. I can definitely tell you that. So if he's going to run again, you know, I can't see Hillary Clinton. I cannot see Hillary Clinton running. That would be, no. She might try to win, or try to run, but I can't see her winning president. But then again, I never thought Obama was going to win. So we don't know what kind of shenanigans these liberals have. They can win any election they want to. So it's up to us to put an end to this crap and stop buying into it. And black people, thank you for waking up. Now you know what these people have been doing to you. They've been keeping you down. They don't want you getting up. You get up, guess what? They're out of business. They can't make any more money off of you. Don't you know that? They've been making money off of you forever. Ever since the Civil Rights Act, when the Democrats took over. Yeah. And they're the ones who voted against it. But they got credit for it because, what's his name, Johnson was a Democrat. Then they all started going over to Democrat. Martin Luther King Jr. Martin Luther King Jr. was a registered Republican, and so was his dad. I don't like the Republican Party as it is now. I think they've lost their way. They need to go back to the basics, and that's all there really is. Stick to the Constitution. Be fiscally responsible. You know, stay away from drugs and hookers. Do your friggin' job. And you won't have to worry about it. But no, do we get that from these guys? No. John Boehner, I can't keep talking about him. He drives me nuts. Well, this indictment, which was returned on Friday by the Travis County Grand Jury. Who were these people on the grand jury? Obviously, all of them were Democrats. Made Perry the first sitting Texas governor in nearly a century to be indicted. Now, I found out, I don't know if I copied this, but the last time this happened, this was in 1917. Governor James Paugh Ferguson was indicted in a political firestorm after he vetoed. So they got a problem with people vetoing in Texas. They don't like governors that veto. They sue them, indict them. So in 1917, James Paugh Ferguson was indicted on a political firestorm after he vetoed state funding to the University of Texas. He was impeached and resigned before being convicted. His wife, Miriam, which she went by Ma Ferguson, she went on later to serve two inconsecutive two-year terms as governor in the 1920s and the 1930s. So Texas has a problem with if you veto, I guess you veto a bill that you want passed, I guess you have the right to indict them in Texas? Why was this case even allowed before a grand jury? That tells me that we've got a problem on the bench. Well, we've always had a problem on the bench. There's always been corruption, but I mean, this stuff is ridiculous. I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous. And they don't have a chance of winning, but they're doing this on purpose, and there's a lot of stupid people in there, and they pray. P-R-E-Y. They prey on these people. They know they're stupid. They'll watch MSNBC. They'll get all the headlines they need in 5 minutes. They're automatically experts. They go to college. They go into class. Their college professor regurgitates the same headlines that you watched earlier, because he was watching too. And that's all you need. Meanwhile, evidence and facts and that kind of stuff. We don't know. We don't need to know. Evidence. Who is this joker over here talking about evidence and facts? Come on, we're Democrats. If we need a fact, we just make it up. And if you disagree with us, well, then you're a racist. We don't settle political differences with indictments in this country, the governor went on to say. Well, we're not supposed to. But if you're a Democrat, you can do anything you want. Democrats at the state and national levels escalated their demands. They're demanding. I'll give you a demand. How about that? Oh, yeah, piece of garbage. Shut up. Demand. Democrats at the state and national levels escalated their demands for Perry to resign for vetoing. Vetoed a bill that was supposed to go to a corrupt district attorney that is supposed to, well, weed out official corruption. Well, why would you want to give somebody money that's already corrupt and they're supposed to weed out corruption? Obviously, they're just going to take the money and they're not going to find the corruption. If she had resigned because she was a booze hound, a drunk, and weaving in the other side of traffic, what would have happened if she would have hit somebody head on? And the cops didn't pull her over. She pulled over herself. I guess they went out and they were talking to her. But she was hammered. I'm sorry, but drinking and driving is attempted murder. You get behind the wheel of an automobile and you're hammered. Well, you stand a really good chance of killing somebody. That's attempted murder, as far as I'm concerned. You should have understood that, you being a district attorney. But see, the law doesn't apply to these people. They're district attorneys, you know. They're politicians. See, if you win an election, you get special powers. The law doesn't apply to you. And if you win the president, well, you can make up your own law. They give you a free pen and a free phone. So that way you can call up your buddies and get their ideas on what laws that they want. And then you just go ahead and take out your pen and decree it. Decree it so. Democrats at the state and national levels escalated their demands for Perry to resign. But the state's longest tenured governor served notice that he plans to stay in office till the end of his term and vowed that he will ultimately beat the legal charges. I'm sure he will. You can't, how can you, that's your job. If your job is to, well, veto, if you decide to veto, that's your discretion. If you follow the law and do your job, just because somebody doesn't like it doesn't mean that you're not doing your job. Well, you can't be sued for it. And a grand jury indicted? Well, he's a Republican. He deserves to be indicted. He shouldn't be allowed to be in politics. He's a Republican. You didn't know that? He likes the Tea Party, which makes him a racist automatically. He wants to secure the border. Of course he's racist. He argues with Obama. He's got to be racist. I mean, look, you can't criticize the president and then not be racist. Come on. But if you're black, you can criticize, you know, you were allowed to criticize George Bush. That's because he was a Republican. Reading from a statement and responding to three questions from reporters who filled the governor's press room, Perry related defendant repeatedly. God, can you read tonight? Reading from a statement and responding to three questions from reporters who filled the governor's press room, Perry repeatedly defended his threats to veto appropriations for the Travis County District Attorney's Office in an attempt to force the resignation of District Attorney Rosemary Lemberg, the booze hound. It's a $7.5 million appropriation bill to a division of the office that is responsible for fighting official corruption. Well, I mean, this is why I like Rick Perry. I mean, he does things like this. I mean, it doesn't make sense that you would spend $7.5 million on a division that is supposed to be fighting official corruption when the person ahead of it is corrupt and a booze hound and a drunk. And a convict. You don't need that. Now, look, you want to practice law? Hey, I'm sure you can open up you can become a defense attorney. You can probably still practice law, even though you shouldn't. But you did your time. You went to jail. She was only in jail for what? I don't know. Wasn't in jail for very long. I had to pay $4,500 or whatever. She got off pretty easy. She got off kind of scot-free. And now for her to be so arrogant not to resign, and then you know damn good and well she had something to do with this ridiculous indictment. I mean, she's got her hands clean, but I'm pretty sure she was in on it somehow. I mean, this whole thing is. I mean, now the penalty carries anywhere from 5 to 99 years, and then another indictment could be by 2 to 10 years. So they want to put him away in jail for 110 years, 109 years, because he dared to veto a $7.5 million appropriation bill to a division of the Attorney General that is supposed to be fighting official corruption when the leader is corrupt. And this man has to spend 109 years in jail. This is ridiculous. Who the hell is the judge that allowed this to go through his courtroom? That's what we got to find out. Who the hell is this judge? And who the hell are these jurors? What the hell's the matter with these jurors? I mean, do you not have a brain? This is ridiculous. Obviously, every one of them was a Democrat. Please, come on. Come on. How phony is this? Ridiculous. Americans and Texans who have seen this agree with me that this is not an individual who is heading up an office that we can afford to fund. Given that information and given that choice again, that is exactly what I would do. Governor Perry also asserted that he will explore every legal avenue to expedite this matter and bring it to a swift conclusion. What he's saying is, come on, let's fight. Let's duke it out. And good for him. That's why I like him. He's not afraid to fight. If we can keep him awake, he's not afraid to fight. He is a good fighter. I like him. Governor Perry, good for you. But they're trying to do the same thing to Rick Perry like they did to Sarah Palin. This is the way that they win. So they can just win an election, go out there and just dream up a whole bunch of dirt, and people will believe it. They'll get on TV, they'll watch their little television shows, and they'll get their headlines on their smartphones when they're on their little trains and buses and when they're driving. On their way to little jobs at McDonald's, they're supposed to be flipping the burgers, and they're off reading the headlines and sending a tweet. Police Chief James Craig. He is nicknamed Hollywood for his years spent in the LAPD and his seemingly love for being in front of the camera. Well, he has repeatedly called on good and law-abiding Detroiters to arm themselves against criminals in the city. See, they can't police the city. That's the problem with Detroit. They can't police the city. Something happens, you call an ambulance. Hey, well, all right, we'll do the best we can. Oh, you need a cop, do you now? Oh, okay. Good luck. You're on a waiting list. It's right next to the veterans list. When they get a doctor, you get a cop. You get an ambulance. Well, his words has not fallen on deaf ears. Patricia Champion, that's her name. 63-year-old lifelong Detroiter. They got to give that year. It's so important. We cannot progress this story until we know her age. She's 63. She probably didn't want to give that information out. You know how women are with their ages. Patricia Champion, a 63-year-old lifelong Detroiter, a grandmother, and retired educator. She decided to get her concealed pistol license, a CPL. She decided to get this 2 years ago after her son said he was increasingly worried for her safety. Maybe you should have moved out of Detroit. I don't know. But these people feel that's their home. They don't want to move. They don't want to move. They want to stay and fight. Good for them. Well, the Democrats are the ones who destroyed it for you. And you voted for it. You voted for your own demise. Champion, a resident of Northwest Detroit, mostly keeps her gun, a 9mm Glock. Cost her $600. Mostly keeps it in her house. 600 bones. She goes, that's why I got it, because I'm going to be in the house. Now, if somebody chooses to come in and I didn't invite you, between the Glock and the dog, you're gone. If one doesn't get you, then the other one will. Well, I love you, Patricia Champion. I love this gal. Good for her. Between the Glock and the dog, you're gone. Well, good for you, sweetheart. Good for you. Hopefully you don't have to send the dog or the gun on them because they don't come by your home. Well, good for you. Because you certainly couldn't call a cop, because if you did, somebody's breaking into your home. And you call the cop, first of all, the cop wouldn't get there. And by the time they did get there, well, you'd be all raped up, robbed up, stabbed up. God only knows. These people are crazy. Well, between the Glock and the dog, you're gone. The dog don't get you, then my Glock will. Let's dance, bitch. Well, good for you, Patricia Champion. Good for you, sweetheart. Good for you. She says the police are not going to protect you when there's something, when something is being perpetrated on you. That's right. They may turn up after the fact and run after that person, but you have to protect yourself. I mean, the worst homicide rate among large American cities. Detroit experienced 12,935 burglaries last year. Whoa. Wow. That's a lot of burglaries. With around 250,000 households, that means Detroiters have roughly 1 in 20 chance of being burgled. Whoa. To residents who have been victims of crime, being allowed to carry a weapon, well, I thought you weren't allowed to carry a weapon in the big cities. You're not allowed to. Well, you know, in Chicago, you can't carry a gun. In New York, you can't carry a gun. That way the criminals can kill you easier. You didn't know that? To residents who have been victims of crime, being allowed to carry a weapon, whether openly or concealed, it is not just reassuring. It's part of the pragmatic reality of living in the Motor City. Wayne County, which encapsulates, God, I hate all these stupid words. Wayne County, which encapsulates Detroit and its metro area, counted 83,950 active concealed pistol permits as of 1 August 2014, meaning one permit for every 21 households. Well, basically, all the houses that are going to get robbed got a gun. So if you're a criminal, want to rob a home in Detroit, you might want to think twice. The city, strapped for cash, has only 2,300 police officers, unchanged from a year ago before the bankruptcy, but it's still not enough. Now, wait a minute. Didn't President Obama, didn't he save Detroit? I can remember he came out and he said he was going to, and then he saved it, and then he came out and then he said he saved it. I saved Detroit. If it wasn't for me, Detroit would have been, would have been disaster area. You didn't save Detroit. You destroyed Detroit, Mr. Obama. All of you liberals destroyed it. This is what liberalism brings. Why you people can't see this, I don't know. I really, honest to God, don't know. Well, I do think black people are finally starting to wake up. They're starting to realize that, hey, yeah, these Democrats that keep telling me they're working for me, they're not working for me. They're working to keep me down. They don't want me getting up, because if I get up, they're out of business. They're using me. Exactly. They are using you. They are using you as a vote. They're using yours for in political currency. That's all you are. All these immigrants, that's political currency. Indicting a governor for doing his job, that's political currency. Many Detroiters feel they have to rely on themselves first for their own security and survival. Well, that's true. You do. You're not going to get any help anymore. You got to help yourself. Well, the Hood now, they're upset with Obama. The Hood is upset with Obama. President Barack Obama's attention to the illegal immigration crisis, which could lead him to issue more executive orders early this week or next week, or whenever he feels it politically expedient, to delay deportations and grant work permits to as many as 6 million migrants. Well, this has pissed off his core voters, the African Americans. They're not just Americans, they're African Americans. All right, they got a different color. You're still an American. If we get rid of this crap, all this hyphenated crap, maybe we might be able to have peace. We might be able to be integrated. If we stop segregating everybody, putting everybody in group, I mean, how the hell can you be integrated when everybody's segregated? You can't do it. But see, that's liberal logic. And those groups that these people are in, those are victim groups. Those are special groups. So if you get into one of these groups, well, then you're beyond reproach. You gotta pay closer attention to them. You've gotta be, you gotta kiss their ass and be nice to them because they vote. And then you gotta go to this group, and then you gotta go to that group, the Jews for Jesus group, the gay group, the black group, the Indian group, all these groups. The Elks. I mean, how about just go to the one group that matters, the American group? Go to America. That's where you go. Stop catering to all these frickin' groups. Well, many blacks who twice voted for Obama in record numbers, yeah, a lot of them voted for him in record numbers, meaning they voted for him more than once. Many blacks have voted for Obama in record numbers to elect him and keep him as the nation's first African-American president. See, you can't criticize the first African-American president, but the second one, oh, that poor bastard, he's in for it. That poor bastard's going to get it. He's the second African-American, so you can criticize him. He's the second one. Well, I feel sorry for the second African-American president in this country. Oh, they are screwed. They're not going to get nothing from nobody, boy. I mean, you're going to get criticism from everywhere. Well, these people are angry that he has neglected the problems facing inner cities while working on the border crisis. Well, don't you understand, black people? He's already got you as his little vote. So he's trying to get these people down here. He needs more voters. See, if he gets more voters, well, that way they get more people that are Democrats, and that way they can, you know, they can vote for more jobs bills, and they can start working for the middle classes because of those Republicans. They're the ones that are, you know, we need more money. We need more voters so we can go to work for that middle class. And if we just get more representatives in this area, we just, you know, we get to, you know, we can get stuff done and you'll be able to, well, you'll be able to earn a living. No, you won't. And I do think the Republicans try to use these people as well, too. I think it's sick. All politicians do. You shouldn't be using people. You should be working for them. Just do your damn job. Well, these big city ills include chronic black unemployment, which it is, and was forever under this guy. But the media never wanted to report that. Chronic black unemployment, poor housing conditions, which Valerie Goebbels, you know, she's a slumlord there in Chicago. You didn't know that? Yeah. I don't know if she still owns the apartment buildings, but at one time, yeah, they were slum. Yeah. Like to see her after living in one of her apartments for a month. Like they've done that before. Judges have done that before. Make these people live in their own filth because they won't fix it up. Maybe that's what should happen to old Valerie Goebbels. But, oh, no, you can't do that. That's property of the king. That's his brain source. He can't think without Valerie Goebbels. Isn't that pathetic? I mean, somebody like Valerie Goebbels, you have to listen to that every day, and you have to take what she says, and you have to adopt it and do it. She's the one with the pulling the strings here. Steep prices for food. Low graduation rates and high crime rates. Well, hey, you know, you were told this was going to happen. You were told don't vote for him. But see, we were the racists because we told you don't vote for this guy. But you had to vote for him. Why? Well, because he's black. Well, if you're voting for somebody strictly because of their particular color, that makes you the racist. So because you black people voted for a black man because he was simply black, even though he's half white, but he looks black, and that's all that matters. As long as you look, you know, you look like you're something, well, then you're something. If it sounds like you're something, then you're something. If it smells like you're something, then you're something. Forget about what you have inside. Forget about anything else. But if you look black, well, then you are black. So they voted for this guy because he was black. And they're going to call me, because they didn't vote for him, racist. Well, I didn't vote for him because of who he is and exactly what is happening and what has already happened and what will continue to happen is why I didn't vote for him. But I'm the racist. And now all you people in the hood, you realize all the black people are realizing, wait a minute. Yeah, this, you know, this Obama phone is nice and all, but, you know, look at everything else. I thought he was supposed to fix this. Where's my job? I haven't seen honey, you seen the black people's jobs anywhere? Ah, she ain't seen them. Nobody's seen them. They don't exist. People are being played, Herman Cain said. You remember Herman Cain? I like Herman Cain. They have been taken for granted by Democrats for decades. They've been taken for granted by Democrats forever. Beginning when they were their slave masters. History books don't want to tell you that. What if your college professor knows that, huh? Yeah. Now they've reached a boiling point with this whole crisis on the border, and some of them are speaking out. Cain and other African-American conservatives charge that Obama manufactured this crisis. Well, yeah, he did. He manufactures every crisis. Every crisis that we have in this country. Well, we're the one who voted for him to manufacture it because we thought this crisis would be great. We've got a real crisis in every major inner city in this country, Mr. Kane said. They've done exactly nothing to understand the problem, let alone do anything about it. Why? You know, Mr. Kane, that they're not going to do anything about it. You got black people in the inner city. And these people are going to rise up and they're going to have jobs and they're going to have money and a car and you know, and stuff like that. Well, they're going to lose them as voters. They're not going to do that. They got to keep them down. That way they can go out there and say, hey, I know you're poor, you're this. You know, they got to keep that victim status going, man. Oh, we're going to work for you. It's those Republicans, you know. If we can just have a, you know, whatever you got. You got $5, $10, whatever you can give me so I can win this election, so I can go to work for you. And it's going to take it's an uphill battle. They always love to say that. Well, it's an uphill battle. An uphill battle in political speak means there ain't a friggin' chance in hell we're going to get this done. But vote for me anyway because I got a nice smile. There's your smile. Shut up. Anita Moncrief. She's a board member of the Black Conservatives Fund. Told Newsmax that African Americans have long been sour on Obama. This is just the first time they've been fed up enough to say something about it. Well, it has been brewing for a long time. And she is right. They are finally starting to say stuff. They are starting to come out. There was that one video. We played that a while ago. It was about a month ago, maybe 2 months ago. They were in Chicago, and they're saying that Obama's going to go down as the worst president in history. And, oh, they could have been in Philadelphia. I can't remember where the hell they were at. Doesn't matter. But I knew Obama was going to be the worst president in history before he was even elected because I knew he was going to get elected. I knew McCain wasn't going to have a chance. And the only reason why McCain won any state wasn't because of McCain. It was because of Sarah Palin. If it wasn't for Sarah Palin and John McCain, I don't think he would have even won Arizona. Be perfectly honest with you, I don't think he'd have won one damn state. Now, what the hell are they doing to my beloved Navy again? I mean, you know, I mean, every time I read one of these stories, man, it just breaks my heart. The Navy's not the Navy anymore. I don't know what the hell it is. The military's not the military. I mean, what the hell are we? I don't like this. I'm scared. But now they got almost 8,000 Navy chiefs are set to get the axe. They want a clean house. Why? Well, because they want to get that new blood in there that goes along with the, you know, the Obama doctrine, the liberal doctrine. They want out the old dogs. They don't want the new guys. I mean, they don't want the old guys in there that, you know how it's done properly. That's why he's firing all the chiefs. He's firing all the officers. He's getting rid of them, the generals. And speaking of what the hell, I mean, the general that was killed, this was one of the highest-ranking he was the highest ranking officer that was killed in Afghanistan. And one of the highest ranking ever killed in battle. He's a general. I think he was a 2-star general, whatever. Well, he was killed over there in that attack in Afghanistan. Well, he had a funeral, I guess it was last week. And our president, he couldn't take time out of his vacations. He was already planning to come back, so why didn't he just come back a few days earlier? You're going to come back? Well, then, you know, you could have came back a couple of days earlier. Gone to this man's funeral who was out there fighting and killing for you, a general. You couldn't show up to his funeral? What, are you kidding me? Because you're going to get involved with a city matter? In Ferguson, Missouri? I mean, where is this man's head? What is he doing? We still have one of our Marines stuck in a Tijuana jail. And now he's getting rid of all the chiefs. Almost 8,000 senior enlisted personnel must go before a continuation board later this year to determine whether they can continue to serve or must retire. We should be building our military, not getting rid of it. I mean, I don't feel very secure. This president does not make me feel secure what he's doing to this military. He's getting out all the officers that understand how it is. Would you fire on civilians? Well, yes, I would. Okay, you get a promotion. Would you fire on civilians? No, sir, I would not. Oh, okay, well, you got to retire. Do you believe in the New World Order? Well, yes, sir, I do. Okay, you get a promotion. Do you believe in the New World Order? No, sir, I do not. All right, you got to retire. That's what all this is about. I understand that the president, you know, he wants to get a couple of generals in there that he likes. Okay, I get it. But when you're revamping the entire military, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, everything, I don't like that. I don't like that at all. I think the military should be the military. If we let the military fight the wars, we'd win them. Politicians running the military. We need the military running the military. That's what we need. And we need a bigger military. In case you hadn't been paying attention there, Mr. Obama, but there's all kinds of stuff going on in the world. I mean, you've got China. They're trying to take over more territory. You've got Russia trying to take over more territory. You've got ISIS, or IS. They're trying to take over more territory. You've got Central America that has now taken over more territory in the southern United States and then being shipped out to all the other cities. Have you been paying attention at all? What does this guy do all day? I mean, does he not have anybody that is paying attention? He's got nobody watching CNN? They can't tell him what the hell's happening? My God, man. And now we want to get rid of more enlisted personnel. Well, those chiefs, those are the guys that knows how to, they're the ones who know how to do it. You need those guys. And they don't want them. They want that young blood in there, where they're more easily manipulated, more easily indoctrinated. We don't have a Navy anymore. We don't have a Marine Corps anymore. We don't have an Army anymore. We don't have an Air Force. We don't have a military. China, they're boosting up their military. You think for one second China wouldn't bat an eye to attack America. And if they attack us right now, they probably could win. And we want to get rid of more. We want to, you know, get rid of all of our ships. Get rid of all of our soldiers. We want to be peaceful and loving with everybody. If we just be nice to people, then everybody will be nice to us. Well, you know, yeah, it works that way, you know, at a party, you know, but geopolitically, it doesn't always work that way. They may be nice to you at a summit, but when they get back, well, they load up their planes full of bombs and attack you. There are people out there that do want to attack America, Mr. Obama. You've got to realize that. Some of them are your own people, the Muslims. The extreme, what do they call them now? Islamic extremists. They had to come up with a certain name. They're terrorists, jihadis. You call them whatever the hell you want to. But those are your peeps, Mr. Obama. And now you want to get rid of more military. Why? so it's easier for somebody to come over and take us over? Again, Mr. Boehner, do you understand where things like this that you could at least, you know, add to your little make-believe lawsuit that you have? I mean, these are the things that bother me of what he did with Benghazi. First of all, facilitating weapons into the hands of our own enemy, that's treason number one. Treason number two is when the moment he found out that our embassy was on fire, our ambassador had gone missing, we're under heavy attack, mortar fire, machine gun fire. The moment of getting this news, he goes upstairs to eat. And then I guess he gets on the phone with Netanyahu for 2 hours. And then after that, does he go down to the Situation Room? No. He sends old Valerie Goebbels, her and the dude. They come up with this cockamamie story about some video, and they call YouTube. This man never once sent any help. He's the only one that can send the help. Yeah, that's true. He did not give a stand-down order. That's because he never gave a stand-up order. That is aiding and abetting. If you allow the enemy to attack, or if you allow the enemy to continue their attack, that is aiding and abetting. Aiding and abetting is treason. Why didn't you put that on your little lawsuit there, Mrs. Boehner? Couldn't spell all the words? Huh? Get a frickin' dictionary. Figure it out. Get a staff member to do it. But these are serious issues. These are not blue stained dress scandals. These are real. If there ever was a president that needed to be impeached, this one's it. But he does not deserve... My throat's killing me tonight. He does not deserve to be paid for the rest of his life by the American taxpayer after what he did to this country. No way. No, I'm sorry, but he doesn't deserve it. He didn't earn it. He's destroyed this country from within. And far too many people have allowed it to happen. Well, now a few people are waking up. But we need more. A lot more. So if you're a chief petty officer, a senior chief petty officer, or a master chief petty officer, and you've been in your rate for longer than 3 years, you stand a really good chance of getting the axe. Doesn't matter how many years you put in. Doesn't matter if you love the Navy or not. Doesn't matter. You're fired. You are now retired. You are no longer allowed to be in the Navy. You're done. So what do these people do? Well, I don't know. What does the country do? Well, I don't know. But this is not good for the country. This is not good for anybody. And now you got Michelle Obama. She's got all of her, all of these students now, high school, grade school. They're all tweeting, you know, they're showing their lunches that they got. And they're not happy. Well, you know what? I mean, I don't understand why these people just don't bring their own lunch then. You don't have to eat it. Well, they've got a newspaper that ripped, they call her the cupcake cops. Because now you're not allowed. Remember when you went to school and you always had a bake sale and they had cupcakes and cakes and pies and all that crap? And you raise money for, well, the school. You know, band equipment, athletic equipment, this equipment, that equipment, whatever the school needed the money for. And people went home with a cake, cookies, and stuff, and everybody loved it. Look, if you don't like the cake, you don't like the cookies, you don't like this, you don't have to eat it. Nobody's got a gun to your head and forcing this food down you. Well, you're not allowed to have any kind of junk food like that, cakes or cupcakes or any of that kind of stuff, even if you're high school. And the schools are not allowed to sell cupcakes or any of that stuff. They're not allowed to sell it because, you know, the students, you know, they're all going to get fat and obese and die because of all these new rules. So newspapers are now, they're not happy. this is what happens with liberalism. Again, I know I sound like a broken record, but liberalism is great until it affects you. And that's when liberals, they don't, well, wait a minute, that's not supposed to affect me. That's supposed to affect the Republican Party, not me. Well, no. Well, the teacher's lounge now, they don't have to qualify for the junk food in the vending machine, so the teacher's lounge, they can get the ho-hos and the ding-dongs and the Fritos and the Cheetos and the Banditos and all the O's that they can get. The candy bars and the muffins and the, you know, the sweet tarts and all this crap. The teachers can get it, but the students can't. Well, students are pissed at that. Parents are pissed. They're like, wait a minute, you know, and the schools are pissed. They want to do it, but they can't because of these regulations. Imagine that. Since, and I looked in the Constitution again today, you know, and I couldn't find anywhere. I'm looking again. I don't see anywhere where it says the president's wife has the ability to make policy. I don't see any government agency having the ability to make policy except for the Congress. Maybe I misread the Constitution. I've been known to misread before, so it's probably possible that it's in here, and I just misread it or didn't read it. Maybe it's in the fine print. I don't know. This is why government shouldn't be, should not be in the business of anything. Not the education business, not the food business, the coal business, the oil business, no business. Just run the country. Pay the damn bills. If we get attacked, well, immediately you send help and you attack those that attacked you. You don't go upstairs and eat and then get on the phone and then send your minister of propaganda to the Situation Room to take care of the situation when the only one who can take care of the situation is the president. But we couldn't get there on time. And we don't send troops into harm's way unless we know all the information on the ground. Well, that right there, Mr. Panetta, I lost all respect for you when you said that right there. Absolutely no respect whatsoever. Blatant, big, fat, stinking lies. How dare you make those comments like that? You just disrespected every man and woman that has ever put on that uniform of any service, including the short pants sailors, the Coast Guard. You just disrespected every person that has ever put on a uniform when you said that. We don't send troops into harm's way unless we know all the information on the ground. Well, I know that for 100% fact to be wrong. I know it to be wrong. I know it to be wrong. So I don't want to hear it. And couldn't get there on time? I do know that for an absolute fact, that that is not true. I know both of those to be not true. I know it. Not think it. But know it. There's a difference. A big difference. And I do know it. It's not true. I've had to do it. So I know for a fact it's not true, and I don't like being lied to like that. Not with something like that. And we still haven't got to the bottom of this, and now we got Trey Gowdy with his little whatever the hell that's going to turn up. He is going to subpoena, I guess, Hillary Clinton, but she doesn't have to because she's, you know, she's a queen, wants to be the king. She's special. He needs to subpoena the president. Why did you desert your post? Why did you go upstairs to eat? Why did you not send any help? Why were you facilitating Al-Qaeda getting weapons in the first frickin' place? And what happened to those weapons that they stole? Did we ever try to get them back? Oh, you got one guy. Yeah, you got him into custody. What happened to him? Where's the rest of them? Thought you were going to get them all into justice. Yeah. Well, we need justice. All right, I want to thank everybody listening here tonight. Looks like Doc was in here for a while. Smokey's still in here. Thanks for listening, my friend. I want to thank everybody on their smartphones and everybody who's going to download later. Vito Esposito, Mamma Mia No Sharia, catch him on Monday night, 6 p.m. He downloads later. That's all right. I want to thank everybody for listening. Hey, you like the show? Tell your friends. Tell your neighbors. Tell your enemies. Tell them to join the fun. We'll see you back here tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Goodbye, everybody.